Chapter 1. Whose brilliant idea was it to go hiking?
Mary Elizabeth had not worn sensible shoes to make the 9-mile hike. She bent over and used her walking stick to pluck the rocks from the soles of her tennis shoes, which were meant for concrete, not walking over muddy paths, fallen leaves, or damp ground. But her clothes were on point, as were her nails, even though the fall rainstorm we just had in the region had blown the leaves off the trees, and they stuck to the muddy path, making a mosaic on the ground. I told you to wear some hiking boots. I couldn't help but smile at the pair of designer khaki pants, white buttoned down blouse, and the red bandana she had stylishly tied around her neck, though not too tight, so the pearl necklace would show. The red cardigan knotted around her waist was the perfect shade to match her bandana. Since I was on the National Park Committee, I'd signed us up to explore the new trail opening. There was no doubt in my mind that as soon as I told her, she'd gotten online and ordered the outfit, because there was a little red linen around the tennis shoes that also matched perfectly. There weren't any stores in normal Kentucky that would match Mary Elizabeth Moberly's hiking style.
Things your mother does for you.
She stood back up and dug her walking stick into the damp ground. She ran her hand down her blouse, then reached up to skim her fingers along her pearls to make sure they were still there. I'd asked her to consider leaving the pearls at the Milkery, the dairy and bed and breakfast she owned with Dawn Gentry. She lived there, too.
A true Southern woman is always seen with lipstick and her pearls, she told me,
and quickly followed up with how I should apply a little color to my lips, too.
And I thank you for coming. It's just a few more miles, I said, happy we'd gotten really close since she'd come to see me, then decided to live in Normal.
I'd been adopted by Mary Elizabeth as a teenager after a fire engulfed my family home, leaving me an orphan. Even after treating Mary Elizabeth poorly and hightailing it out of her house in the middle of the night on my 18th birthday, she was still eager to treat me like a daughter and continue to love me unconditionally. It wasn't until now, in the early years of my 30s, that I truly appreciated all she'd done for me, and I'd spent the last couple of years making up for it. From what I understand, there's going to be a series of cascades where Cat Camp Creek and Tear Trace Trail meet. From what I'd heard, the new trail was going to be one of the prettiest, and it started at the old train station motel. Cokie Ogden, the owner, had been trying for the past year to get a new trail for her guests, one that wasn't just woods, and she'd been making her own tracks to get to the cascades. The cascades from her motel were about 6 or so miles away, then another 2 miles to make it to the shelter she'd paid the national park to install, which was the reward for her guests at the end. I was eager to see if it truly was the spectacular view Cokie had claimed it to be, and since I wasn't on that particular board of the committee, I had no idea what to truly expect once we hiked there, if we made it there. Plus, I heard there was some good trout fishing once we make it to the shelter. I knew that would get her goat. I pointed to the small flowing stream that had run along the entire trail. Cokie said she knew when she found the stream that it had to lead to a bigger body of water. She kept hiking deeper and deeper. That's when she found the cascades.
Great, smelly fish and wet the entire hike.
She groaned and straightened her shoulders.
Let's get on with it, so this excursion can be over.
Instead of coddling her, I decided to forge ahead, even if she truly wanted me to continue to ask her if she wanted to go back, turn around, or sit down. Every step I took, I couldn't believe how gorgeous the trail was, and what a gem Cokie had happened upon. Granted, the park committee had come in and made the trail nice and clean for the hikers, and safe, but none of the amazing foliage was touched.
It's like entering a different world.
Mary Elizabeth looked around, taking in the mountain laurels in full bloom with their hot pink and pale pink flowers, soon to be long gone as the winter set in. She reached out and touched it.
Gorgeous.
I stopped behind her and scanned the various cliffs and rock formations. Some hung over our heads, making a nice canopy, while others were off in the distance. The trail was partially covered in the golden, red, orange, and yellow leaves that had organically started to fall off the trees. When I looked above my head, the canopy of the same colors was a visual fall explosion, as fireworks were on a warm summer night. These were the sights I took for granted and didn't appreciate.